We're live. Hey, good morning. Anyway, it's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well. Got a little tongue-tied there. Still drinking a lot of water this morning just to get going. Anyway, what I want to talk about today? I want to talk about a little bit of experience I got with the hotel, with the fire issues and all that fun stuff. But what it comes down to is customer being forefront. And some things I'm going to describe that if your company's not doing it, you're really not agile. Because they can find it interesting how we always talk about feedback loops and all that. But we don't provide feedback loops for our customer. Give us feedback on our product once it goes out to production. Which to me doesn't make any sense as an agile coach or an agile person. I'm in the industry. You want your customer to get a hold of you. We build up barriers for making that happen. What makes you wonder about that? So, it's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. This is our 678th episode. Podcasts are doing great. We had a really big, I want to say a 30% jump this past month in our monthly numbers for podcast people joining us. So, thank you to people all around the world. I don't know if I mentioned, but Argentina really... I guess I got a couple of fans in Argentina that are downloading every day. So welcome to the crew. And we got people from all around the world. So I appreciate all your participation, feedback, and listening, because then it just helps encourage to put more of it out and make sure we spread it out to other people. Share with your friends, please. Anyway, why are we here? We talk about Agile and Scrum in a practical, tactical way. Today we're going to talk more Agile than necessary Scrum. So you can bring value to your customer. We're going to talk a lot about the customer today. Not working crazy hours and get home to family and friends so you can enjoy life, have backup plans when things go awry, right? And just be a well-rounded person, because you want to bring that well-roundedness back into I got to go on a diet. So we're not talking about that kind of well-roundedness. Not the diet thing, but as a person, a diverse thought, and have some fun, right? So, customer forefront. So, my experience in this one hotel, which I am trashing on the reviews and things like that, and I will write them a feedback letter. I kind of think the manager should be fired, but that's another story. So, we get maid service. Maid service left the door wide open last week. People came in, took the $20 tip, went through my wife's bag. There's nothing in it though, right? And then that was it. We alerted the management. Someone left the door open. How do we know they left the door? Well, how did Greg, do you know it was a maid service left the door? Because there was a pile of towels on the desk. They didn't bother taking the old towels up or unchanging linens or nothing. They just took the towels there, left the door wide open, and never finished the job. So, yeah, there's a little, unless someone's that sophisticated, has a card key, went, stole towels from the maid's cart and put it in our room. And that would be a lot of extra work for someone to go in and steal stuff out of someone's place, but there was nothing in it. So just the fact that they just left the door open. So we let the management know. And I'm just like, I don't know, maybe there's a COVID thing. Maybe you just drop the towels. I put the old linens or trash outside for some. I don't know what the rules are. I don't think anybody knows what the rules are. And I understand there's probably not as many people helping or hired for the places. That's a big hotel, big chain. Very used to be really good chain, not anymore. So there's that, right? So tell them about that. Oh, we'll fix it. We'll get back to you. Never got back to me. Not only that, someone made a decision not to come back to the room at all and change any linens, do any of the trash, do any of this stuff. So someone in their office made the call not to come back. So this is where customer forefront. So they screwed up. Now they're hiding, right? Which I see in all the people's software. So how does this relate to Agile and coding? How many times? So the forefront, customer's number one, then why don't we let the customer have a feedback loop? Why don't we have a feedback? Why do we put canned routines, which is good. It helps answer questions. Like if they get to them right away, but we really don't leave very good comment. We bury it. It's either at the very bottom. It's 5 pages deep. It's not there. It's not prominent. I know they have a feedback little robot. The robot doesn't do shit, to be honest with you. The robots people use are junk, right? Because in the end, they don't really get you. Oh, did we help you? No. You want to talk to somebody? Yes. We'll try these things first. And this is this endless loop. They're not really coded very well. Very amateurs, to be honest with you, because they haven't used it themselves. And that's another thing where I say the teams should use the product that they are putting out there so they can see how it really works first, what they see in their dev. And they should really use it because they're gonna open their eyes a lot on what's being out there. Like, ooh, that's not right. So, but what I'm saying is that everybody says customers are one, but we do not provide feedback loops. And this is the whole purpose of Scrum. It's a big, giant feedback loop. Every day, feedback. Make them small. Get feedback from the customer. We should be used to that. But apparently, we're not. So my rant, this is a rant, to be honest with you, is that we talk about Agile. We've developed Scrum. We got to put that same feedback loop mechanism in the software, in the product we're providing the customer so they can give us feedback. I don't have a problem with the hotel. I just want to be able to give them feedback. And here's the thing this morning, why I'm doing this. So I go down. I figured, okay, it's quiet. I go down to the front desk. I will let them know that maybe we're going to be out, you know, today working on the house. They can come in and clean the room and all that, take the trash out and do all that. My wife had to take the trash out about it right away. But guess what? There was nobody at the front desk. So this is the scenario. There's not only... You know that they didn't have anybody at the front desk because they only had one person running the shop, and that one person had to drive people to the airport. What about the other couple hundred people in the hotel? There's a lot of people probably trying to check out and everything, but they can't because there's no one there. So, and not very good, well planned customer service. And this is an example where Agile and Agile mentality and the feedback loop of Scrum applies to a non-IT function. Because there's no possibility for the customer to give you a feedback loop. Just like the other day, said the manager, all managers should have business cards in their hotel so that if there's ever an issue, the people at the front desk can give the business card to the manager. Managers who do not have cards at the front desk are trying to hide something not very good, and they should be fired, my personal opinion, because they don't know what it's like to stay in a hotel. And when there's problems, because your job is to help customer service. But maybe they lost it in the industry. Anyway, it's my rant for today. I don't rant every day. It's just today. But again, customer feedback loops. It's important not only to have it as your team and your design, your system, your Agile system, whether it be Scrum, Kanban, whatever it would be, XP. It's important to have those customer feedback loops in your product line that you supply. So this is where you really become an Agile. It's a difference between a very mature Agile company who's open for feedback from a customer versus one who is not. And they may say we're Agile, but I could probably go on their website. Maybe I should look at a couple of sites that say, we are doing Agile. And I'm going to go to their website and I'm going to say, how does the customer give you feedback on your product? That might be an interesting show. Anyway, with that, I want to wish you a happy day. Enjoy your day. Stay safe. Go ahead and enjoy friends and family. Happy scrumming. And again, thanks for all the podcast listeners out there for spreading the word and listening to our show. Appreciate that. And anything we do to grow, appreciate that. Take care. Enjoy and happy scrumming. See you tomorrow.